It's Human Rights Day, but not for Palestinians. Back in 1950, the UN General Assembly proclaimed the 10th of December as Human Rights Day. But decades later, Palestinians in the blockaded Gaza Strip still continue to suffer under Israeli human rights violations. It is clear that Israel systematically pursues policies and practices to willfully violate international law. Gazans have been denied freedom of movement and the freedom to use their own natural resources.
We commemorate this day with pains, since Israel continues its grave violations to the international humanitarian law, to the different human rights principles. On time, there is no accountability on this Israeli grave violations. There is international silence.
Israel also denies Palestinians the right to fish in the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of Gaza or farm their land.
On Human Rights Day, the situation of Gazan farmers and fishermen has only deteriorated due to Israeli violation of their rights. Currently, the blockade is much worse than it was in 2007 and has affected all aspects of life here. Unemployment and poverty rate are high, and the food insecurity is on the rise.
Rights groups and civil society organizations are calling for lifting of the illegal and inhumane blockade under the international humanitarian law. But with so much violations going on day in, day out, it seems only a practical and firm action by the United Nations and the international community could do just that. As the world marks Human Rights Day, Gazans continue to endure grave human rights violations by Israel. Many here say they are left to fend for themselves as the world continues to turn a blind eye towards Tel Aviv's violations of international laws and norms. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.